This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Homicides are up across large cities across the nation, but Milwaukee is experiencing unprecedented numbers of violent crimes. Police there say the crimes are being committed by younger people, and homicides are likely connected to the city's car thefts and reckless driving increases. Corrine Hess has more.
Last month, a 47-year-old Oshkosh woman tried to stop four teenagers from stealing a car at a Holiday Inn Express just outside Milwaukee and Wauwatosa. The woman was killed when one of the boys got into her car, pushed her out, and ran over her several times. The criminal complaint contained horrific details that led to a 13-year-old boy being charged as an adult. He faces six felony charges and up to 115 years in prison if convicted. The case is extreme, but it's one of the many violent crimes in Milwaukee County where young people are involved. Nick Desiato is the chief of staff at the Milwaukee Police Department. He says teens have easy access to guns, and younger people are stealing cars and driving recklessly, which is all connected.
And while those may seem like a very distinct category, a reckless driver who strikes another vehicle and kills somebody is still a form of a homicide or the contributing factor for somebody else's death.
At a small business hub in Milwaukee's Sherman Park community, activist Vaughn Mays says when he was a kid, he was committing crimes too, but now the stakes are much higher. At 15, he was doing what he called block banging. Now 34, he says it's still happening, but today kids as young as 12 are using guns instead of fists and posting the violence on social media to gain notoriety.
It's like reality TV on steroids.
One video posted on Facebook Live and obtained by WPR depicts three young women dancing and laughing while pointing a semi-automatic weapon at the screen. Sometimes the videos show teens or young people in stolen vehicles driving recklessly through crowded city streets. Mays believes young people have a live fast, die young attitude, which has made everything more dangerous in the city. But that doesn't mean they aren't still kids, many without much family support.
A lot of these kids, when you talk to them, like when they in these cars and they got these guns, they like the most tough person ever. But if you catch them outside of that, they not like that at all. They very scared, frail, fragile, sensitive.
Milwaukee police officials don't dispute Mays' claims. Homicides are up about 32% in large cities across the nation, but Desiato says no city has been hit harder than Milwaukee, which has seen an increase three times the national average. There were 190 homicides in Milwaukee last year, the most on record. Through last week, the city was on pace to pass that number. Today's version of block banging can't be blamed entirely for that increase. Domestic violence homicides are up, and Desiato says many shootings are retaliation for previous crimes.
Is this an ongoing thread? Is this something that we can somehow get ahead of and be proactive, whether through the means of law enforcement or through some of our partners?
Some residents and communities like Sherman Park are skeptical law enforcement can stem the violence. When about a dozen gunshots rang out one October afternoon, Patricia Norman and her daughter barely flinched, even though the shots sounded close to their quiet tree-lined street and they were on their porch.
To me, I don't get scared. I mean, if I feel like it's real close, I know if I'm sitting out here, I know to run my butt in the house.
Norman moved back to Milwaukee about 2 years ago and loves the city, but sometimes she feels hopeless.
Because if they can't get the guns out these kids' hands, then ain't nothing they can do. And it's not going to stop. I don't see where it's going to stop. And I don't see what nobody can do about it.
A few days after the Oshkosh woman was murdered, a Milwaukee County judge told the 13-year-old the nature of his charges, including first-degree reckless homicide, could not be more serious. The boy told the court he understood, and he wanted to call his mom. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.